Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
I'm young. I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Welcome to another episode of Game Time on Lawless Radio. It's your host, Sherm the Man, and the beautiful, lovely Lady Q.
Lady Q.
And today we're talking about the Ray J and Fabulous beat.
Yeah, interesting topic.
Interesting topic.
All over the blog, MediaTakeout.com, WorldStarHipHop.com.
Everybody's talking about it. Well, not everybody, because Lady Q doesn't know about it. So, in order to talk about a topic, we must know the topic. So what we're going to do is we're going to inform everyone on the topic once we get everything in order here. We're going to let you hear what Ray J has to say about the topic, and we're going to go from there pretty much. We're going to read to you what Media Takeout says, and then we're going to let you know, hold on, we got some more feedback coming in. If you haven't heard about it, tune in to my show on Lawless Radio. com now. Okay, my bad. I'm speaking out loud. Okay, so anyway, the thing is, okay, I'm gonna read to you what happened on MediaTakeout.com. For all y'all that don't know, that's where I get a lot of my info from Media Takeout. I also get a lot of my info from WorldStar Hip Hop. Because I believe I can fly. No. Anyway, we're going to go to MediaTakeout.com right now in a half a second. And then I'm going to play the radio interview that Ray J did this morning with the Breakfast Club so we can see it's two different sides to the story, but you're going to hear it all. Okay. Here we go. The topic is number one, it's right on the top of the page at MediaTakeout.com. Ray J and Fabulous got into a fight, and you'll never guess who got knocked the fuck out. So, here we go. I'm going to read it out loud so I can inform Lady Q, as well as all of you, on what's going on. Okay, September 19, 2011, Ray J has been hanging too hard with the likes of Floyd Mayweather and 50 Cent because he started to think he was a tough guy. Last night, shortly after Fabulous performed at the Palms Casino in Las Vegas, he and Ray J got into a fist fight. Here's how it all popped off. According to a rock-solid celebrity snitch, you all know this person too, Ray J was drunk and started talking reckless, claiming that he was more popular than rapper Fabulous. Ray J was upset that Fabulous was on Twitter talking real slick about him appearing on Floyd Mayweather's 24/7. In the beginning, it was just jokes, but then rapper 50 Cent started instigating. The insider explained, when Ray J would say something, 50 would be like, ooh, Fab, how you going to let him talk to you like that? Okay. Well, it worked because that what started out as just joke ended up with fists. The insider explained, Fab was like, fuck you, Ray. And Ray got into his face. Next thing you know, Fab two-pieced him Actually, it was a three-piece. He hit Ray once he got on the ground. Ray was knocked unconscious. And what happened next, we have to say allegedly, because we here at MTO are team of snitches, allegedly. When Ray J was unconscious, some people relieved him of his jewelry. When Ray J woke up, he started acting crazy, threatening everyone in sight. Police were called and had to escort Ray J out of the casino. No word on whether Ray would be pressing charges for the ass-whooping or being relieved of his jewels. Okay, update, wow. Ray J is talking crazy shit. He called up Charmelon and his squad at 105 and said the next time he sees Fab, he's going to attack him. Ray J also claims he was not touched by Fab, but our entertainment sources say that it's not true. Fab did, in fact, two-piece plus a biscuit him and knocked him unconscious. Okay, so now I'm going to go to my other source of information, which is World Star Hip Hop, which has the whole interview of Fabulous. Ray J. Fabulous has yet to respond. I'm waiting to see what Fabulous don't have to say because Ray J talking super reckless. And you're here right about now. Okay, now listen. Listen carefully because this is what we're going to talk about today. This is Ray J.
Hey, Ray. Yo, Charlamagne. What up, my J?
Heavy. What up?
What up, Ray J? What happened, man? What the hell? We
don't hurt. Are we live?
No.
Yes.
We
live.
Yes.
Okay, so I ain't gonna curse, but these punk faggots, and excuse my language, but you know what I'm saying? Be whoever you want to be. Love whoever you want to love. I didn't mean it like that. I just meant, when you want to disrespect me and the money team, and we got seven Rolls Royces outside, and we just made 350 racks on the... Don't disrespect me. I'll smack you up again, fool.
That's your reason.
That's what I'm saying. Niggas saying Ray J got beat up. I shot that nigga in the face, my nigga.
So you punched Fab in the face?
One time. Hey, all I'm saying is if you got Fab number, tell that nigga to send a picture of his face right now.
Wow.
Okay, Ray J, let me ask you. So this is what happened because you didn't like
these bitch ass niggas.
You didn't like what he was saying on Twitter, like making
jokes. Like, look, don't disrespect me and Floyd like that. I play piano on that motherfucking piano every day. That's my big bro, nigga. We grew up together. So if you think I just came over there and sang a song, you got me motherfucking twisted. I'm always over there, nigga.
Remember, we on here, Ray. You can't curse.
Oh, I'm sorry, Envy.
So go ahead. So,
I'm sorry. Are we live?
Yeah. So you're close to me. What happened?
What?
I said, so you went up to him at the party. What happened?
Team right now. We all over here. I swear to God, he running for me right now. I had 100 fools outside on a moon right now. He never left the club. He was scared up in there. He tried to call the police.
So when you hit him, what did he do, Ray?
Nothing. He fell back because he's a sucker.
Okay, now, Ray, let me talk. No, he didn't
hey, talk back. Look, check this out. No disrespect. Like, shout out to my big bro, Diddy. Because he tried to really be like, look, they was just going in on you. And you know, it was all fun and games. Shout out to Kevin Hart, because he a comedian. But Fab ain't no comedian. My homie saved his life when he was in L.A. His life was threatened by my other dudes. And my other homie saved his life. So how dare you even speak disrespectful to me? You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it was. So when I seen him, I was with Floyd and 50. And he tried to say, don't touch me. And I punched that nigga. Straight up.
The 50th.
And I got detained tonight. I got kicked out of the motherfucking Palm Hotel. Police arrested me. Handcuffed. Listen, look, y'all take me to jail. Can y'all just unhandcuff me and let me hop in my ghost and get up out of here? He said, that's your car? I said, I'm cool. Can you handcuff me? I gave, you know what I'm saying? I looked out for him and was out.
Now, Ray J, let me know, did Fab at all his people or did he hit you at all?
Nah, look, my team don't play. If you disrespect me, don't come to the West Coast. So he in Las Vegas, and he tried to disrespect me.
Well, we are Fab headbutted you, and people are upset because he had his guard down.
Come on, my headbutted me?
So
listen, so, I swear, listen, you call that fool right now. Get on the phone right now, he'll tell you what it is. Because he know my big homies is on his bumper. So, he's going to apologize on the Breakfast Club. Charlamagne,
Right. Yep.
I'm going to make sure he call up to the Breakfast Club and apologize for his actions. Because I'm not playing, man. You niggas think I'll sing songs and run around here and do dances? I'll play that shit, man.
You're not Omarion.
For
real, Ray, you don't go to jail. It ain't nothing ain't worth going to jail,
no,
man.
I know. And so this will happen, right? Everybody told me to calm down. I'm back at the crib. I got kicked out of the Palms. I went back up to the Palms. Listen, my homegirl just rolling GT Bentley's. He got a 97 GT. Come on, man.
Listen, but Ray, you know.
Condo, nigga.
You know when you come to New York.
I got a 20-foot square, listen, 20,000 square foot crib. I got an indoor pool, an outdoor pool. I got an indoor basketball court and an outdoor basketball court. This broke-ass, bitch-ass nigga. I swear to God.
Now, Ray J, just one question, though.
When I hit Slay, he ain't going to be able to even stay in his own town because I got some goons out there that's going to get him, too.
All right, Ray J, but let me ask you something. You know that Fab jokes around on Twitter all the time.
Fuck
like
that nigga. He can't joke on me, nigga. That nigga's a broke ass nigga. He called me. I let that nigga borrow my Lamborghini for his video in LA. That's my word. That's clue.
Hey,
I let him borrow my Lamborghini. I let him drop my top. He can have that shit. That's old. I got three new Rolls Royces outside. And I'm tired of being humble with niggas. I'm tired of being humble. And I'm tired of being low key. Now I'm about to pull my motherfucking whips out. I'm about to show y'all what my crib looks like. And I'm about to roll with my niggas and smack niggas up that park.
Ray J!
Nobody's talking about nothing.
That's what I think. That's the honest to God truth. I mean, who is Fabulous? He put out one good song a year, baby. I mean, I can't think of none off the top of my head that he done put out here lately.
What in the bag, baby?
Okay. Well, I said one a year.
Dang.
And definitely Ray J. I'm sorry, you know, like, I don't see the point. Like, it's just, you know, it's needless, stupid, ignorant stuff, you know, that who cares, you know? People are always going to be talking about you. Really and truly, if nobody's talking about you, then you're doing nothing. So, I mean, who cares what, you know, somebody else says about you? I mean, people need to grow up and get off that ignorance.
Okay, now, which scenario sounds the most real to you?
Neither one. I mean, just because of the situation of, okay, even if he did not come out, then his boys, even if they did, his boys let them rob him? Were they running away? They ran away too?
Right.
I mean, that just don't make no sense. That makes zero sense to me, you know? And for him to get on, you know, on a radio show and be that ignorant, you know what I'm saying? That's super out of pocket. I mean, it's out of his, well, you know, you never know how people really, really are, but that definitely is out of pocket. Like, it just shows who you truly are. Like, for you to get so upset, you weren't being embarrassed. If you whooped somebody, you wouldn't be going through mixed emotions. You wouldn't even care. Who cares? Like, I punched them, whatever, I got locked up, moving on.
Yeah.
You ain't got to come on national radio claiming I got six roles and blah, blah, blah. Oh, gosh. Oh, please. Who cares? You know, whatever. Whatever. I let him borrow my family. Whatever. Who cares? Who cares? So I'm not a good. Of course, I don't really, I'm not into all that. So ignorance is stupid to me. So, okay, I'm not the right person. You know, let us touch on the fact that how much feedback we got today on this ignorant mess.
We got about 8.
Mm.
10. Mm. Okay, what you got to say about that?
I'm gonna keep my mouth shut. Okay, cool. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? We got to do this first of all. We was experiencing some technical difficulties,
mm-hmm.
and we came on to TL intro. And I can't start my show.
You don't went through the half the show. We 20 minutes into the show.
But we got to do it.
20 minutes, really?
You are listening to Flawless Radio.
What time is it?
Welcome back to another episode of Game Time on LawlessRadio.com. I'm your host, Sean, good man, your host. And I'm here with the lovely, luscious, laughing at me, Lady Q.
Oh, Lord.
Today we're going to talk about the way that it's happening to
you. What you haven't been on my off air for 20 minutes on?
Okay, let me hear that all day. Okay, let me get my feedback on this. You said something a lot of good things.
It's your hater. Anyway, this is how I feel about it. You know, it's like I still ain't heard Fabulous speak on it. You know what I'm saying? Something this small and minute
shouldn't upset nobody that much.
No, I'm
unless
saying.
They got whooped.
But look, but check this out. This is what I'm saying on a larger scale of things. This is pretty much how the East Coast, West Coast beef got started in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Even though the two players in the game were more relevant, you know what I'm saying? But it's small, simple, stupid shit like this that always kicks up a big dust. Because if something happens, then people got to choose sides. Now, since it was a one-on-one fight, whether Fab...
Well, somebody got to choose sides. You, there ain't nobody around here getting paid from neither one of those people's situation. So what does that got to do with you and you pick the side? That's so stupid and ignorant.
I'm not talking about me and you. I'm talking about they cruise, period. So if something happened to Fab, you think his people ain't going to make something happen to Ray? Or try to do something?
Why? Because he said he was playing the piano at Mayweather's
house.
So what?
And I can see 50 Cent instigate. You know
I can, but you
I
need to be a man enough to know, okay, me and any person who's been around, a bunch of men, that's all y'all do is shit talk and get on each other's nerves and crack on each other.
Though, you got to understand it's a hierarchy anytime you're dealing with man crews. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's a hierarchy. And it's not necessarily one person on top. It's a couple people on top of everybody on different levels. So when you're talking about Ray J, 50, and Mayweather, right away, you know Mayweather and 50 Cent are on a whole nother level than Ray J. Ray J want to be down. Ray J want to kick it. Ray J one of their guys. But at the same time, they look at him as a little homie. And he look at them as big homies. That's what I mean by levels, different levels. And the big homie, the little homie don't never want to look bad in front of the big homie. You know what I'm saying? So the little homie gonna try to prove himself to the big homie. And if the big homie like, ooh, and you gotta understand that Fabulous respect 50 and Mayweather too. So if they all around and they just putting the both of the little homies against each other, you know what it's like? What movie was that? It was a movie I saw. And they put a gun, they put their guns on the table and they got to talk and shit and everybody around them started hyping them up. And he killed his homeboy. Because of the peer pressure and the humility that guys around him gave him. That's why if you're in a group, if you're in a clique, you got to be strong, level-headed, and your own man at all times. Because shit like this, like, that's some dumb shit. Like, he got mad at Fabulous, because Fabulous is talking about him, but not Kevin Hart. And Kevin Hart probably was even funnier, and he probably could have whooped Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart and he had to a grasshopper. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think it did start off as joke. But like they said, 50 instigated. I can see that. I can definitely see that because there's just 50 personas. 50 habits. I don't think 50 meant for it.
Okay, but if that's just like you being around your brother, your family, a bunch of guys, don't y'all shit talk back and forth with each other. That's what they do. Oh, man, he got you. Oh, shit, man, you gonna let him talk like that to you? Okay, that's stupid, typical man stuff. So what?
I mean, but it happened to me before. I fell victim before. You know what I'm saying? I fell victim before. They got me slapboxing the hype. Come on, man. That's the craziest shit ever. So I can understand the situation and how the situation unfolded and turned out to be.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So I understand.
Woo! That's what we should have put on this bad boy show today.
No,
Chris Crush is a bitch.
I just think that's understandable. Something like that can happen. But at the same time, if you get two
teeth,
you know what I'm saying?
I just think that it just seems kind of fishy to me. Nobody, if anybody who got whooped is the person ranting and raving. It's like, I don't mean to be mean, but my family, well, one of my aunts used to say this all the time. Like, ugly people are always the loudest ones because they got to be seen. They can't go sit their ass down somewhere. They got to be seen. They in the mix. They yelling and screaming and all this trying to be seen. Don't sit your ugly self down somewhere. So I just think when you come on a national TV show, like, I mean, well, a national radio show like Charlamagne or whatever his name is, D,
very image conscious.
He's a wannabe. He's a wannabe.
He's very image conscious and he cares
image
what
conscious.
They say about
wannabe.
Him. You know
wannabe.
I'm not saying, I'm not going to pass time. There's nothing but image conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm saying, he woke up this morning and went to media takeout and saw that on the first, on the top. Right on the top. And he got two pieces in the biscuit. So now he pissed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whether it happens
or not. I thought a story today was that they thought Pilar had left Deion Sanders. So that would have been top priority to me, not just bull crap over.
Man, who the hell is Pilar? Really?
Deion Sanders, anybody like this, don't they?
Deion is old news. He don't play no more.
Oh, okay.
He's just known. I mean, this is much fresher and better news than Pilar leaving Deion. Really? That's some female shit. This right here is national media.
International. International
news.
Whatever.
I can't see neither one of them fighting. Really? I can believe that fast.
Well, surely if you can slap box the crackhead because you got mad, surely the guys, if somebody put the jumper cables on, they probably was out there fighting like two idiots. Two idiots together fighting over something stupid. He say, she say. And probably wasn't even nothing but a joke in the first place.
But everybody know how Fab is. Fab on Twitter, he get in. He one of the ones.
I don't know. I don't have a Twitter account, so
he's one of the celebrities that's actually on Twitter all the time, a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he tweets. So you pretty much, yeah. When he see that shit, he tweeted about it. Okay, it's a fucking tweet. How are you going to get mad at me for my thoughts? That's all Twitter is. Twitter is an impulsive thought.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, this just happened. Let me write this down real quick. It's what you think, but just out there for everybody to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So if he thought that, then, hey, he thought that. What the hell? I really want to see what he's saying about Ray J. Now, let me see if I can find a tweet. Did you bring the iPad up? I'm going to go see if I can find a tweet. While you continue to talk to the people out here. About how much you think
Pilar got. Well, I just think that was a more interesting story than this. This is not interesting to me. But of course, I'm not, you know, plugged into the hip hop scene, so I really don't care about a lot of stuff that people make a big deal out of. I just think a lot of things are just stupid nothingness. So I'm not really good on this.
You think it's stupid nothingness?
I do.
Okay.
Like, who is Ray J? Like,
okay,
who is Fabulous? Like, okay, who cares?
We get some feedback here, see? What's up with the feedback and what the people think?
Let's see who agrees with me. This is nothing. Okay, we asked, what do you think about the beef between Fabulous and Ray J? Tyshawn Ty Snowden says it's hilarious. Bad Guy Arnold says soft cushion beef, PG-13 beef. They gonna get cool and do a foul beef. Not cool and do a foul. They kiss and make up. Sounds good.
I'm surprised I know where he got no foot.
Well, and that was my thing. Like, you know, as many cameras and video phones that these folks got, you mean to tell me nobody out of two crews was taping nothing? Nobody, Miranda. I find that hard to believe. They probably headbutted and both of them fell out on the floor.
Somebody
gets to you too much. You care too much.
think, girl?
Yeah. Oh, here's somebody who's got the same thing I think. Well, but he got a lot of cussing in here, so I'm going to try to get it together. Sit up the beat, says.
Okay, I'm beat.
Okay.
Said, I never paid attention because I don't give a fuck about other people's views. If you want my opinion, it's like two bitches with a loud mouth.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Beast. You said what I said. Thanks. You summed it up real well.
That's what you think it's like?
Like, well, not the end part, but I was just like, who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Okay. I think it's time for a little music.
No, that's
finished. I don't know how you run a radio show and no one play no music.
We play the music the second half. Everybody knows our format.
Okay, that's what LaShonda Shine Jones. She sums it up in one word. When asked, what do you think about the beef between Fabulous and Ray J? She says, hilarious.
I think it is, too.
Why?
I think it's,
why is it so hilarious?
Because it's like, that's like the last two people I would expect to be fighting. Like really? Like Fabulous against Ray J?
You know, just like it's like Flavor Flav fighting, having an argument with Chubb Rock. Shit. You just be like, okay, what? Who cares? Like,
no, it's sort of like Omarion and Bow Wow.
Them two probably would have won. Bow Wow, he confused. He just think he's still, you know, 16, 18 years old on top of the world. Just a little confused.
I just think that, let me see, my Fab is like, let's see what Fab has to hear about it. Because Fab ain't been saying nothing all day.
But don't you think that, to me, that shows, one, it shows, you know, what type of person he is. Because I just feel like why do you have to say something?
Well, it says, actually, Fabulous might be on the air right now. I wish I could tune in to Power 105 because he said he was doing an interview at 8:30 Eastern time. So that's right now.
Man.
So I wish I could tune in.
Well, maybe by the time we go to the conversation, we might have something on that.
Hopefully. We're going to keep y'all posted on that. We're going to see what my man Fab had to say. This is what he said about Ray J. Okay, here we go. He said, he tweeted, nigga Ray J doing a concert in his living room. LMAO. Then he said, nah. But Floyd saying, we having a concert in my living room, and the camera cuts to Ray J singing One Wish on the piano. It had me in tears. Then he went to Lil Wayne voice, get it? Ray J in my living room. Lil Wayne got a song where he say, leave you dead in the living room. Get it? Dead in the living room. So that's where he was playing off that. So, in case you didn't know, Fabulous, I'm a Boss Freestyle. But that's all you said about him.
Right, but it's just like, that's worth that. I mean, really. That's worth that ranting, raving, cussing, screaming, you know, all this just bunch of nonsense, stupid stuff.
So you say he doesn't do this radio interview about this name.
Yeah.
So obviously he's not going to call in and apologize.
Doubt it.
He's
like, he's calling in, but he ain't calling in to apologize. Oh, well.
Let me get 103.5
and break it down here. Yeah. Okay, well, Terrence Johnson says the same thing I say. It makes no sense. Not like either of them have a thug image, and still they can be men and squash the beat. I agree, Terrence Johnson. Great point. Let's go to Sam E. Shelvo. I think that's how you say that. When asked, what do you think about the beef between Fabulous and Ray J.
It says, damn, fuck Ray J and his bullshit sex tape. Come up, Fabo.
All
righty. So you're Fabulous fan?
Yeah, I guess so. All righty.
I don't know.
I am kind of interested in what he's going to say, but I just think that, you know, if they did all that, it probably is just like, you know, I just think this is a bunch of nonsense. That's what I think.
I'm interested to see what, you want to see what Fabulous say, though, don't you? Tell the truth.
I hope he's a bigger person, though. I do really want to. I hope he's great and raving.
I don't think he's going to come out eating in spring. He's going to come out more level-headed and calm. So that's Fabulous. I couldn't even picture Ray J.
I couldn't either. That's why I said that he let somebody get him out of pocket, put him out of pocket. You let people get under your skin like that. I just think that might have been a fool, and he might just have got knocked off.
You know what? I think, you know. Wow. Let's see. 109. I'm trying to get the interview.
I'm like, go on. Really? You do that? Oh, why you? We're gonna play a little music while he's
talking. No, we about
you to. You want somebody to sit and listen to you while you try to find the interview?
Well, we can't get it right now. But one day we'll get it. I'm pretty sure it'll be on World Star before the end of the show. So go ahead, if you really want to play some music, go ahead and play some music. I really wanted to talk for the next 20 minutes about
okay.
What's going on.
Okay, Samantha, fuck it.
Don't be cursing.
That's where I feel like. Just fuck it.
That's what you're on?
That's what I feel today. Woo! What do you think about the beef between Fabulous and Ray J? She says, I think it's stupid. And it's making Ray J look retarded and even more dumber than he already looks.
All right.
Samantha Pussy.
This is the most ignorant I've ever seen in my life.
I'm tired. I'm going to tell the viewers. Now, I work all day. I was tired today. And most of the time I take a nap before I do the show because I can think a little bit better. But I am tired. And somebody, I don't say no names, will not let me rest. There is no peace in the studio.
You don't come to
the studio. Just fuck it.
You're in rare form today, huh? She's in rare form, ladies and gentlemen. Rare form. And I want to hear this Fabulous interview.
Okay, so D.A. Smart, he says, he don't even think nothing about a Fabulous and Ray J. He don't care. I know. Who cares?
You care.
I don't. He picked Poppy. Because I picked Poppy. God forbid somebody thinks around here. So he picked Poppy today. So I am actually surprised that so many people know about it. But, you know, hey. Aaron Fawcett said, when asked, what do you think about the beef between Fabulous and Ray J? He says, gay.
He says it's gay.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not the two gangsterish, you know, people out there, you know. I mean, when you think about a fight, you know, why don't they just throw some gloves on and do a celebrity boxing event? Charity for charity? I think that would settle it. You don't think so? I think I'd pay to see it.
Would you?
Yeah, that should be funny as hell.
No, never.
I would pay to see that shit.
I have way too many things I want in life and no pay to go see some of that.
I wouldn't. I ain't say pay to go see it. You wouldn't watch it if it was on VH1.
No.
If Ray J made a reality show all the way, do the whole little 24/7 thing with him, the Fabulous training.
Really? Really? Wow.
That show would be good. I would watch it. I swear I would. And you would too. You lying. You lying. I know you would watch it. You full of crap if you saying you wouldn't watch it. You would watch it. I know you would. I know you would watch it.
Move it along.
I'm just saying, you wouldn't.
No.
Okay, here we go. We got Ray J interview up here. But they ain't got Fabulous interview up here yet. See you this live. Maybe she's still on that. We can all listen together. I just think I would watch that. I ain't gonna even lie. Don't get me wrong. I ain't gonna even lie. I would do it. You wouldn't watch it? Huh?
No, I didn't. I just said no. No, David.
I don't believe.
Yeah, I like anybody who knows me. Like, no, I like what I like. I like the Fabulous Channel.
You like all kind of reality TV shows.
No, I like Snap and stuff like that. I don't want to watch no other stuff.
Okay, we got it now. We can't do it right here though. We have to do it on the laptop. We'll see. Say this to the call that ends the Twitter feed between the two rappers. Oh, that's Fabulous, the Soulja Boy. They got into it?
Right. Okay.
Do you think Ray J is a better opponent?
The Soulja Boy?
Hmm?
What do you mean? I mean, like, what? I don't know. What's my place? I don't care about stuff like that. I don't care. I don't care.
You don't know?
Nope, don't care. Okay, we're going to play some music now since you're sitting in, like, you at the crib.
I'm trying to get the interview. I'm trying to be a journalist for my fans.
Okay, but don't nobody want to listen to you find the break.
Okay, here we go. We'll finish talking about it. We got 15 more minutes to talk about it. So let's make this 15 minutes interesting. If y'all listening, call in 646-478-5209. All y'all slow folks. 646-478-5209. All right, people, 646-478-5209. LawlessRadio.com is the station. It's the Sherman, the man, the Lady Q in the building. Okay, but this is what I was saying earlier before you cut me off. I think that something this small and stupid and dumb could explode, you know what I'm saying, to somebody getting killed, you know what I'm saying? Because the man with the money don't have to say go do it, you know what I'm saying? You fucking with my money, we going to stop you from fucking with my money, you know what I'm saying? We don't like this, you don't like this nigga, we don't like this nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it could turn into a whole situation where it turns out what first started off as Ray J punching Fabulous in the face or Fabulous three-piecing that nigga. But the way Ray J was sounding, it did sound more towards the I just got three-pieced and now I'm woke and let's do it for real again. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, my nigga's on your back bumper. I got goons out there. I got goons out here. Whatever happened to heads up, straight up, let's go ahead and take care of this. Next time I see you, it's on. You know what I'm saying? Why you got to make it so that instead of it being like, you know, it's a beef between me and you, nigga, you can't come to the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? You're going to disrespect me in Vegas. Like, really, who are you? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Who are you?
I mean, not only him, who is anybody to ban anybody from a whole coast of the United States? You know what I'm saying? That's like the most ignorant shit ever, and it's almost like starting the East-West Coast shit up again, because it don't take much to get the real thugs riled up on some let's go get them. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it.
I mean, but can we please just stop referring to it like Ray J is a thug? I'm like, dude, I
said to get the real thugs riled up. I mean, he's not a thug, but let's be honest.
He got money.
He got money. He got probably got thugs on the payroll. He might run around with thugs. That's not unheard of. It ain't never the hardest motherfucker who would have had who in the lead. That's the nigga with the most money. Who gonna pay these niggas? You know what I'm saying? So you mean to tell me instead of shooting around the motherfuckers on the streets, I can hang out with you and fuck bitches and chill and have fun all day with your money? All I gotta do is make sure you straight. That's easy. Dude, the one at the top, it ain't always the hardest at the top, man. Most of the time, it's the nigga with the most money. And he got some money? No?
Evidently, he got, what did he say, 6 Rolls Royce? Whatever.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And all them paid for, he got the pink slips for all of them. You know what I'm saying? So, really, if you get a lot of money, then my fuck's gonna gravitate to you. And they'll tell you, Joe, you ain't gotta worry about shit. You know what I'm saying? We got you. Hello?
Yeah.
So what do you think?
You remind me of my husband. When I say
fucking you ain't no fucking word.
Uh-huh, please. I don't care. Like, okay, I'm good.
You gotta get your input and insight in this situation.
I know, because this is so stupid to me.
You're not even talking about that no more, because you saying he got to be a thug, but once you get that amount of money, you ain't the one swinging or shooting anyway. Mm-hmm. Diddy showed that when Shadow went to jail for him. He wasn't in no club with no gun. Shine was. Shooting in the restaurant. Come on, really?
You can be confused, you know. Money. When you got money, you can do anything.
Yeah, I think when you get a certain amount of money, you should be excluded from a lot of shit.
Well, you can't. But you got.
Thug. You know what I'm saying? You can't be a thug. You got too much money.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got hundreds and tens of millions of dollars when you game bank. Why?
Because this goes back to my original statement of there are too many wannabes out there. Everybody want to be the next rapper. Everybody want to be the next thug. Everybody want to be the next. Nobody can just be themselves. Everybody wants to be something they're not. You think Ray J grew up on the block? No. Even if Ray J grew up on the block, it's because Ray J wanted to be a thug, not because he lived the life of a thug. Get out of here. I have no interest in stuff like that. It's just, like...
I mean, even the thugs on the streets don't want to be thugs on the streets. This is what I'm saying. Like, all these niggas in the streets and in the hood hustling, if they can find a better way, they wouldn't do that. Who wants to do that? Who wants to be a thug? You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying
the real thugs don't want to be thugs no more.
I don't know what thugs, you know.
The real drug dealers don't want to be selling no drugs. They actually messed me up with a job. This shit old. But see, by that time, it's too late because they're trained to get a certain amount of money in a certain amount of time, and working a regular job ain't fast enough no more. Because they condition their minds and their brains and their bodies condition to a certain amount of cash flow at a certain time. So by then, it's almost too late. So they go to jail a few times. And they are, okay, now I can deal with this little slow money. But now, But my whole thing is, and we can go to some music after this, man, because you ain't real interested in today's topic like you was, like you was about 9/11 last week.
Oh, nobody cares about that. Nobody cares
about that. Tell how you feel about it.
No. I'm going to leave that alone.
So you don't feel no different that we got 10 Facebook feedbacks about Fabulous and Ray J Beast.
Nope.
And we got one feedback about 9/11 anniversary.
No.
Well, that must mean you need to bring more listeners in, because I'm an ignorant one. So that means all my people listening. Go ahead and play some music, Lady Q.
Now you
want to
play some music. Yeah, you just topped up the storm, huh?
No, I play funny, though. Because that song reminds me of the situation. It's funny. It don't make no sense, but it's funny, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. LG,
come on. goes. You kind of focus on the real and I'ma let you know. It's kind of strange how we're kissing and loving and hugging and touching. Now you want to say I ain't getting nothing? What about the club? You didn't say no paying. Now we at the party, you tell me no playing. Signals must have got crossed. Guess I must have got lost. Thinking it was on, but you was only leading ball. I ain't no racist, I only do what you let me. In case you didn't know when you met me, I'm a Chi-Town legend with the ladies. You will forever remember the name B.A. Crazy.
Okay. We back. and before we get this started, let me remind you that Lady Q and I are really, really close, and we know each other's significant others, husbands, wives. We know all this about each other. Okay, so we do have a TV in the studio, so when we play y'all music, we all watch the TV, and we was flicking through channels and we ran across the Basketball Wives of L.A., right? And Doug Christie and his wife are getting married for the 16th time. And this nigga crying like a bitch.
You have to say, they get married every year. So, you know, even though they've been married
okay.
for 16 years,
they're getting married,
they get married
every single year, and the man is crying like a woman.
Why can't he just be in love with his wife? Dang!
Why the fuck you still crying after 16 ceremonies?
You love her!
If I got 16 whoopings, by the 13th, I'm like, fuck it, I ain't crying no more.
Some people really care and love for that, and love their wife.
I love you too.
I said you love and care for their wife.
Well, you are my radio wife. I love my real wife. Well, I ain't finna cry for her.
You ain't finna cry your own way.
Okay, and?
Listen.
This man was in his senior year playing basketball. I can relate. in the NCAA tournament.
Okay.
I can relate.
But you, the love that you have for your wife, you wouldn't cry for that. Are you kidding me?
But listen, NCAA, if through the year, to go to the championship game, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Be married in love and love for a lifetime.
Like Doug Christie showed, you get married 16 times, 16 years. So that ain't the only marriage we going to have, and we going to renew our vows further down the line, and when I'm old, probably blow, I might cry. But I'm young, hung, black, beautiful, with good credit. See what I'm crying for? You should be crying with tears of joy. You was the one I chose. My wife didn't choose me. I chose her.
This is my thing.
She should be happy that she was the chosen one.
Oh, my God.
She's the chosen
one. If y'all met his wife, y'all, because she is a feisty firecracker, she would be talking all kind of crazy to see him right now. That's why I'm like, we should call.
You know what?
This is the man, because she could put this down, because this was an argument that we had with him because of the fact that you cried for that, but then cried your own.
Make you mine. I've given you everything. tomorrow. We don't even make love anymore. I'm out the door, can't take no more. Ain't going out like that no more. Like that no more. Girl, you lied and said you were in it, in it to win it. Then you started tripping.
Secret. money. Living in this world, it gets harder and harder. Wishing for my big break to come today or tomorrow. Even though I'm smiling, the sun's not shining. Inside my soul, my heart is crying out. Ooh, yeah. I keep on running. I keep on. Yeah, she tried so hard, cause she's not here anymore. And when he got the news, oh, he just hit the floor in search for an answer to his prayer. Praying that someday when he got out, she'll be there. But now, oh, my head up high, head up high. Yes, it will. But until that day, let's stress and know it's rain. God will make a way. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. To everyone that's going through something, hold your head up high.
Down the road to greatness, chose my own path. No, you ain't gotta take this path. You can choose your own, just never give up. Pretty soon enemy. Check yourself, that's what I do, so I can know the enemy. Inside, I feel the pressure, but can't let it kill me. F5, I'm twisted in it, but it don't control me. See the talking, and you can talk it, cause it's elementary. But the walk on that road is different, so be all that you can be. In time, you see the real results and how it gotta be. As you struggle to see the joy in it, just make your history. Sunshine, out of the rain, is what I'm knowing mentally. I will never give up, I'm telling you to keep your head up with greatness.
This is my journey down the road. Chose my own path, no, you ain't gotta take this path. You can choose your own, your personal bill. Pretty soon you'll be here on the road to greatness. This is my journey down the road to greatness. Chose my own path, no, you ain't gotta take this path. You can choose your own, just never give up. Pretty soon you'll end up on the road to greatness.
I was born in here, this go die. And hip hop was born in 1979. So you could say that I was born into it. But if you ask me, I say that I was born into it. You got your own opinion, you entitled to it. I ain't gotta agree and I ain't gotta prove it's wrong. Cause long ago I grew up whole. And back then you couldn't tell me that I was broke. My old style of rapping couldn't tell me that I wasn't dope. Now when I get down, can't tell me that what I wrote ain't really how I feel. Cause now I keep it real. I'm not caring how the masses feel. My appeal to the youngsters is follow your heart. Even if your dream is a shot in the dark. Cause if you don't shoot, you can't hit.
My journey down the road to greatness. Chose my own path, no, you ain't gotta take this path. You can choose your own, just persevere. Pretty soon you'll be here on the road to greatness. This is my journey down the road to greatness. Chose my own path, no, you ain't gotta take this path. You can choose your own, just never give up. Pretty soon you'll end up on the road to greatness.
February 8th is the day that I had to take my first breath and pretty much sealed my fate that I was made great, just like Alexander the Great. Trust the higher man in me. When his help to shelter, find my shelter like a canopy. With no sand to be, that's how I know my Jesus carry me. And I plan to be, just know my Savior really planned for me. So I stand firm, because my path is not a sandy street. And I'm gonna run into some snakes, struggle with my weakness. Meet some real faith that's gonna try to beat me BS. But this is God's will, and my battle biblical. My Jesus got whipped so I could perform greater miracles. Physical or spiritual, don't let the world into you. They gonna call you crazy, like what has gotten into you? The gift and the curse, make the right choices. I'm rooted to my tree, your voice is on the road to greatness.
This is my journey down the road to greatness. Chose my own path, no, you ain't gotta take this path. You can choose your own, just persevere. Pretty soon you'll be here on the road to greatness.
This is my journey down the road to greatness. Chose my own path, no, you ain't gotta take this path. You can choose your own, just never give up. Pretty soon you'll end up on the road to greatness. Stop.
Don't nobody tell you what you can do, man. You do anything you put your mind to. That's all you gotta know.
Yeah.
Do what you need to do to be you, to be great. And that's the journey down the
road to greatness.
For the road to greatness. All right, be great.
Yeah. Hey, fellas, man, don't y'all hear when y'all be in the crib? Y'all be like, man, baby, I've been up under you all week. I'm just gonna go out with my guys and kick it for a couple of hours. She be like, okay, you can go ahead. As soon as I walk out the crib, phone ring. This is what she be talking about.
Boy, you say you love me, but you don't call me when you be with your boy. Boy, you say you love me, but you don't call me when you be with your boy. You say you playing pool, say you shooting hoops. I don't think you do all those things you say you do. Give me back my keys.
Crazy, say your breath. If I walk out now with a pain in your chest, when I move, you move just like that. This ludicrous. Why you always do this ish? If I say I'm with pigs, that's who I'm with. So stop calling and stop texting. All on Facebook, leaving a message. Get off my status. All this madness. Then you wonder why we always clashing. Insecurities, don't do me. You think about Kim, I'm thinking about you and me. Get your keys. I can't go. I pay the insurance and pay the car note. Take them. Uh-huh, Sean, come and get me. You forgot you was staying here, real friend. You ride. And your ride.
You say you love me, but you don't call me when you're
already stalking. But when I was there, you ain't feel like talking. You don't want me, but you don't want nobody with me. Blowing me up like somebody gonna try to get me. You don't trust me, you disgust me. Popping up, calling and trying to bust me. You can't kick me out, you leaving. Why you wanna be with me if you ain't believing where I'm at when I say that? I'm at the studio making tracks. Or when I'm at the gym balling, no matter where I'm at, there you go calling. You ain't even on the leash, what you talking about? I'm opening the door, but you the one who walking out, right?
This one out, sir. As dear Miss Sex.
Yeah.
No, better yet. I'm gonna write this one out like dear Miss Beautiful. Cause I just wanna be your ballpoint pen in this minute. And I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown managed love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you. And make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late. Late night, creeping with any other girl, cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down, wrap and spoil you in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You. Everything filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening. The best you ever had, baby. That's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought. Hear what I dreamt last. 2 lines in the road, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I could still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curl like the size of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
Stop it. If you think you're gonna make a profit, don't don't see my gun to get it. Now tell your friends, he hit it, then split it in two. As I flow with lawless familiar, I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya, Versace shade watching ya. Once I grin, I'm in game again. First I talk about how I dress, this is in diamond necklaces, stretch Lexuses, the sex is just immaculate. From the back I get deeper, receiver, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call and tell him you'll be home real late. Now sing the break, man. Take another chance. If the ball took a shot, got that good love, girl, and then I know I need to let the ball get to be without your love. I got the good love, girl, and then I know I love you, but the time I'm in, now you do. I got the good love, girl, and then I know I'm in love, you made love, and then you do. Thought it worked here until I handled my biz. There I is. Made the pain like Damon Wayans. Blow down dirty even like his brother Keenan. Scheming. Don't leave your girl around me. Who play up for real? Ask me, a crazy. You ringing bells and bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded than your Hyundai Excel. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. She texts me, meet me at 12, huh? Where you at? Flippin' John's playing car notes while I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke, right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat, huh? Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, bro? I got that good love, girl. You didn't know. I got that good love, girl. You didn't know. So what's it gonna be, him or me? We can cruise the world with pearls, get a boost for girls. The envy of all women, crushed linen, how to get wristwear with diamonds in them. The finest women I love with a passion. Your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good crashing. High fashion, flying into all states. Sexing me while your man masturbates. Isn't this great? Your flight leaves at 8, her flight lands at 9. My game just rewinds. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only your client, I'm the player president. Yeah, yeah,
find a love to hold on. more than just a pretty face, someone who helps me see what I can be, one that never turns away. By my side, she will always be. Am I crying, crying in these seasons? Nice when there's a one who I can just hold on.
Donnie triple play out the way. Now we're in the middle of the double play of Clarence Blakely. But first we got a caller on the line from the 414. You off the bench and in the game. Who's calling? Hello?
Hello.
What up, Mr.
Hello.
What's the deal?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Sean, is that you?
Yeah, that's me, Mississippi.
Oh, what's happening, dog?
What's going on?
Shit.
You want to comment on the topic the other day?
Yeah, I don't even know the fucking topic. I didn't join in. You know I got to get drunk first.
The topic of the day is how you feel about the Ray J Fabulous beef.
I ain't even hear about it. Don't follow it no more.
You don't follow it no more?
I don't follow shit that's going on in Hollywood no more because it don't matter to me.
That's what's up. That's pretty much
shit.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, no, for real, no. I mean, no. I'm just keep 100. You know, that's the thing that that's what's affecting. You know, that's what's corrupting our kids' minds so much. They too much in Hollywood, and that's all the fuck they want to talk about. I choose not to even read about it, look at it, what happened. You know what I'm saying? Every now and again, I might check out TMZ you know, whatnot, some of what's going on. But, I mean, I just don't, you know, it doesn't consume me, you know, like it once did when I was younger. But anyway,
right,
explain the situation, and then I'll have a comment.
Well,
of course, you know, this. Let me put this out there to the world of Lawless. I'm going to give you I'm going to give you the precursor. Okay, now, I have been drinking.
Yeah,
so
I can tell that.
You're right. So whatever the situation is, just know that I'm not quite in my right mind right now. So just tell me what's been going on. What's been going on with Ray J and Ray J and who?
Ray J and Fabulous.
Okay, Ray J and Fabulous. Okay, so just,
and Fabulous had a fight in Las Vegas last night. A fist fight, and Ray J went on the internet talking real crazy. And now Fabulous, I just heard, this is breaking news, everybody in Game Time Land. Fabulous has just responded, and I got the live response from Fabulous on the air right now. Y'all heard, y'all gonna hear it here first. Game Time, I'm gonna have to put you on hold real quick, Mississippi. Because we gotta bring the people up. The people been waiting on. I've been trying to find it, and I finally got it. But here we go. All right. This is the interview that Fabulous just did with DJ Clue. All right, everybody who's listening, this is fresh off the presses. You can find it on WorldStar right now. But this is the official interview right now.
That wasn't Ray J. Can't be fair. That wasn't Ray J. That wasn't Willie Norwood Jr. That wasn't Brandy Brother.
So
that wasn't Mo to the E to the
Fletico.
That wasn't that, man.
So he called to the morning show today, and obviously you heard what happened, man. We just want to hear your side of the story, man.
I mean, really, like, you know, this is not no big thing to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is at this point. It's just more a war on drugs than a war between Ray J and me, you know what I'm saying? This nigga's high, coked up, or on pills, and, you know, his rant, I heard this hilarious to me, first and foremost, joke to me, like, it's not, I'm taking it serious on the side of where he thinks that I'm the, that he should do that too, but I'm laughing at his whole character. Like, there's nobody that believes Ray J's gangster to that point unless he's gonna prove it. So at this point now, he's gonna have to prove all of this funny shit that he was saying on WorldStar, I mean on the Breakfast Club. But what really happened is a few people seen on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? We had some fun with him. Tony had a 24/7. Show for the fight, you know what I'm saying? I guess Ray J was on the show.
Right.
And on the show, Floyd goes, I'm about to have a concert in my living room, you know what I'm saying? So from there, the camera cuts to Ray J singing on the piano, singing, and it was just funny to me, you know what I'm saying? I made a couple jokes about it on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I guess people on Twitter have fun with it. You know, Twitter, that's what Twitter does. They have fun with shit, so... they had fun with it. Now, I came to Vegas for the fight. I went to Diddy had a dinner. Diddy had a dinner at you know, I mean, you was there, right? You were
right.
All right, okay. So Ray J comes to the dinner. Ray J pops up at the dinner, and you know, when Ray J came in, he like, oh, Fab, you got me on Twitter. You know, we laughed about it. You know, we joked about it. Kevin Hart was there. Diddy was there. These are all people who are all in this situation. They know exactly what's going on. You were there, DJ Khaled. You know, you got a guy who can squash this.
That's your shit.
I know that's your man. I know Little Brandy is your man. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, I wanted to call you and clarify this because, according to him, you're the only man that can squash it. You're the minister for this. So, you know what I'm saying? But anyway. So anyway, comes into the dinner, and, you know, we laugh about it. He chopped it up about it. And what he said was the way they edited the 24/7 show. He said it was bad there. It was people there. It was everybody was in the living room. It still was funny. We still were joking, and we still were telling them don't do any concerts in the living room. Don't do any shows in people's basements, you know what I mean? Like, that's not where we want to see his career go, you know what I'm saying? So we all laughed about that, joked about it. He was cool. He sat down. He ate some chicken, you know what I'm saying? Everything was cool. Everything water under the bridge. I have a show here at the Palms with Jada Kiss and Stop Pete. And I see him, and he's like, yo, we gonna come down to the show later. Everything's cool. I'm like, cool, I'll see you at the show, whatever. We get to dinner. I get to dinner. I went to dinner before the show. I see Kevin Hart. He said, yo, I just seen Ray J.
He got on a little red hoodie, and he just told him, yo, we got seven Rolls Royces, and, you know, the is on deck. We just get money out here, the money team. The money, he just talking crazy, whatever. He said, okay, Kevin Hart said, I just looked at him and said, okay, and dapped him and walked off. You know what I'm saying? So we laughed about that. But I had no feeling that Ray J had any problems with me whatsoever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we go to the show. I'm walking down the hallway to the show. I see Kiss. See what's up with Kiss. As you come out, all the way to stand everybody there, I see 50 against the wall. I see Floyd against the wall. And I see Brandy's brother with the red hoodie on. You know what I'm saying? Because Kev just told me he's seen him with the red hoodie. So I walk up, I get 50 at that. I'm going to get Floyd at that. And then Ray J chimes in and says, yo, we here with the money team. I'm here with the money team. And, you know, we was talking about the jokes and fucking filling the jokes. So I'm thinking, like, I'm laughing. Like, I'm thinking he's continuing to talk or something from the dinner. You know, and still making more joke of it and probably bringing it back up. I felt the joke was over, but I'm laughing with him anyway, you know, just to not make him look stupid, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I go to speak to Floyd, but he's still, like, chiming away over in my ear. So I look back over to hear what he's saying. He's like, yo, yeah, Nick, real Nick. And he loves to make this rant about seven girls outside and bitches by the pool and, you know, and all his whatever, which means to me. So, you know, he's saying this at this time. I'm like a racist. You know, I don't know what he's talking about, whatever. So now I look over at 50, and 50's just looking, and they're looking like they're just trying to see what Ray J is talking about. So now I look back over to Ray J. Ray J is like, yo, we real, man, we're not bitch-ass niggas. This the money team. This is this, that, and the third. And I'm just like, hold on. So now I'm looking at him in his eyes, and I'm starting to feel like, is he serious? Like, what's going on here? Are you serious, nigga? So I ask him, I'm like, yo, like, Ray J, what's wrong with you, man? Like, are you serious? What are you talking about? So he like, nah, because this real getting this money fast, getting money out here, man. You know what I mean? We on the West Coast, we mobbing, we getting money. I'm like, yo, seriously, Ray J, man? Like, I don't know what you're talking about right now. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what show he's talking about. The money team is right here, Floyd and 50. I tell you, this don't really got nothing to do with Floyd and 50. I don't know what you're talking about, but this is me and you. Like, what are you talking about? And he's starting to say, like, he's still saying, so I'm like, yo, all right, Ray J. All right, man. Like, if you're serious, like, don't. Because while he's talking to me, he's like touching my shoulder and like tapping me on the chest and like, you know, just talking. So I'm like, yo, if you're serious, like, let's just finish. Like, don't. First of all, don't touch me no more. Don't touch my body in any form or way. Don't touch me. So he's like, what you mean, don't touch you, fam? And I said, what I just said, hey, don't touch me. You know what I'm saying? And then from there he leaned back and then he like pushed off of me at my chest. So then when he pushed off of me, I jumped back to him and I grabbed him up. So I grabbed him up. There was no fight. There was no swing. This whole story that he made up, that whole Tupac rant about him swinging on somebody and all that, it's all lies. It's all high on that Whitney. That's on that Whitney last night or something. That's ain't no swings take place. You can ask the money team. The money team was standing there. The actual money team. That he's probably the water boy for, but ask the money team. Ask the money team and let them, and they will tell you there was no blows or what's this. So I grab him up by his little red hoodie, and I'm holding him there by his hoodie, and I'm like, just chill out, little red Rider Hood. It's not like, just chill the fuck out, right? So I'm holding the nigga, and it's a bunch of commotion from all the security guards. That the hoodie is over his face. Like, I could have mopped the floor with this kid if I really wanted to. The hoodie's over his face. I'm just holding him. I didn't even swing on him. Like, I wasn't trying to, you know, I wasn't trying to Ortiz the way it is to the hoodie over. So everybody chilled out. They calmed it down. Everybody like, yo, just chill out. I let his hoodie go, push him back. He's behind his security dude, screaming at the ceiling, you know what I mean? I went in my, and throughout the whole altercation, the only thing that happened was my shades fell off or some shit that my shades got lost in the whole little scuffle thing or whatever. So I went to my dressing room, which was 2 feet down from where this happened. went in my dressing room, had a couple sips of Fiji water, you know, we joked about it in there, me, Kevin Hart, and Meek Mill came out to the show, shout out to Meek Mill and Kevin Hart, you know what I'm saying, we joked about it for a little bit. I went on stage maybe about 10 minutes after that, did my show. I actually did a show with no shades on, like I didn't, the crowd didn't even know none of that happened, but I never performed without my shades.
Yeah,
so just that I didn't have no shades, I just performed. So if anybody wanted, he told the Breakfast Club that my face is stubbed and my, like, there's nothing wrong with my face. Unless I got a great plastic surgeon who worked in the last hour or so, like there was, who can work in that quick of time, there's nothing wrong with my face. You know what I'm saying? There's no, he didn't swing. It's not happening. Ray J is not swinging. That's in the same sentence don't even sound right. So the interview was very entertaining, and he sounded like, he didn't sound believable, but it sounded good. It was funny. I woke up to it. It was very funny. He said a couple gay funny things in there. I'm not even going to even, like, you know, I didn't drop your top, pause. That's not, no drop, no top, anywhere, none of that happened. You know, I don't know what kind of niggas you roll with that say that raping and all that, but they're not raping anybody over here on this side. And it's just a big story that he's, you know, like, he's, I don't know, up until this point, Ray J was an associate of mine in the industry. You know, I know him and his sister and never really had a problem with him. I didn't have a problem with him when I seen him. I don't know if this was fueled by him trying to prove himself for the money team. But, you know, the real story is that you can't, there's coolness and there's real, and you can't mix them with lame. You know what I'm saying? And that's what this got to stop. Like, you got to stop. I don't want to be around no lame no more. Like, I don't want them even around me. You know what I'm saying? There's the cool and the real nigga and the lame nigga. I don't care if you got money. Being a lame, it's a lame nigga. If you got money, you're just a lame with money, and that's it. There's no mixture. It don't make you cool because you lame, but you got money. You're just a lame. That's it. I don't do what he does. He doesn't do what I do. You know, he can continue to do reality shows and do his thing and do that, and I can continue to do what I do. If you want to pursue it further than that, that's not for media. That's not an interview at 6:30 in the morning, calling up, trying to, what's the name, like, my hood won't let me get allowed to get any Ray J. I don't even get no points off of Ray J. You've never heard of any of this type of shit ever happening. So, you know, it was a good, funny story, cool story, you know what I mean? Good joke. You know, it could be a movie one day. Probably not. But at the end of the day, there's no way that Ray J is getting off on me. No way. Never, ever happened. Ever. Ever.
So,
ever.
Is there any way we can squash this mess?
No, it's nothing to squash. I don't have a, like, he's talking, like, you know, like I said, we can progress in our own ways. I could go my way, he could go his way. He could continue playing the piano at Floyd's crib if he wants, and I'll continue to do what I do, you know what I'm saying? And he could do concerts and living rooms all he wants. That's his prerogative. But at the end of the day, like, I don't gotta mix in with him, you know what I'm saying? So he could do his thing, I do my thing. If he wants to take it on a different path, which he ain't really about. But if he wanna go there, then it could go there. But it won't go there through the media. It's already amplified on Twitter and on radio.
When I'm gone.